Right, mask. Now, we've tried everything under the sun to stop these things steaming up, and the only thing we've found that works is
spit.
Good old spit. Mask on.
On it goes.
On it goes. Tell me, can you breathe in through your nose?
No.
Perfect.
So, snorkel now.
Snorkel now. Any particular side?
This side.
That side. I'm going to put it underneath. Okay, now I'd like you to bite down for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to speak to me on the surface when you're standing up, just roll over. Stand up and take that out so you can speak to me.
I don't try and speak.
Okay. Well, you could do, but it's not the greatest. But remember, you've got the purge valve on the bottom there. So.
Yeah. So I've got my flippers on, dry suit, gloves, balaclava, and a mask. We're just going to swim around in this bay for a little bit and then head out to the rocks on the headland there. The water is incredibly clear here, isn't it?
It's often the best time in the wintertime because you don't have the bloom in the water. And the visibility is usually very, very, very good. Unless, of course, you've had some bad weather prior to this. But we've been very lucky. We're in a nice little sheltered cove here, so the visibility is fantastic.
And we've got this beautiful sunny day today, so the sand at the bottom is just dappled with sunlight. It's absolutely beautiful under there.
You get a lot of reflection off of the shells, lots of broken little shells, and they reflect back the light, so it gets this cacophony of beams of lights everywhere.
Well, so far, I've seen lots of seaweed. I've seen one little shell that seemed to grow legs and then scuttle off somewhere. Not sure what that was.
That's a little hermit crab.
A hermit crab, right.
They're like the magpies underwater. They basically steal anybody else's home and use it for themselves. So if there's that would have been like maybe a winkle shell or a top shell or something, and it was big. And what they've done is they've gone in and taken over. And they'll use that until they grow out of it, and then they'll go and try and find a bigger shell.
Uh-huh. Well, do you think we might see some fish or bigger crabs around the corner?
We'll certainly see some juvenile fish as we go around the corner into the deeper water and into the more formations. With the bright light as it is, you might find that some of the fish are sheltering in amongst the seaweeds. And of course, they see a big black object coming over the top of them, which is you and I, and often they'll bolt for cover. So if you take it easy, there's a good chance we will see some. But if you don't be too disappointed. It's just because they're scared of us and think we're going to eat them.
So, Stephen, we come round to the windier side of the headland now.
Yep.
And the seaweed underwater is amazing. It looks like trees in a storm, doesn't it? The way they move with the water.
It's quite eerie. Quite eerie sometimes to see it moving like that, because you're used to be seeing it lying just flat on the rocks doing nothing. And this is it. This is it in life. This is it moving around now.
And it's because it's moving, but there's no sound. That's the weird thing.
Yeah. It's like a coloured silent movie, isn't it?
And you were just pointing out to me some really vivid patches of pink on the rock down there.
Yeah. It's an algae. It's an algal growth that you get in these parts. It colours up much of the rocks. You'll get it in amongst like some of the shells, like some of the urchin shells have got it, because they eat that algae.
And where are we heading now?
We're going to go just over here to the edge, because there's some really nice deep rock formations here. And then we're going to follow around the corner onto the seagrass.
So, we've just had a good swim around the bay, and plenty of crabs. I've got one here.
It's a green crab.
Oh, this is a green crab, is it?
Common crab we find right here.
And he's not too happy with me. I suspect if I didn't have my gloves on, I'd be getting a bit of a nip now.
I think he was squealing a little bit, yes.
I've also seen a couple of spider crabs, and I never realised what an incredible colour they are.
Yes.
They've got this sort of verdigris legs and then a pinkish shell.
Spider crabs are known for living in symbiosis with others, so they let algae and sponges grow on them.
Yeah.
And that's what often gives it the colour.
Well, I'm going to let this fella go.
Okay.
Because
you don't want to take him home, though.
I'm not going to take him home.
A little pet.
And I think he wants to swim off. There we go. What I find amazing at the moment is that the sun goes in and everything looks very dull and flat and sort of browny.
Yes.
And then the moment the sun comes out, it's just boom, everything comes into relief and the colours just suddenly start shining.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite an incredible thing. It's just, you wouldn't believe it was here. You have to physically see it to understand it and appreciate it.
And there was a really good field of seagrass as well over there, which I've seen that actually in the waters off Arran. That looks like just a badly mown lawn, but it's quite spectacular, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's very early stages of growth for this season. It'll be about three times that size at the end of the summer.
And tucked in amongst the seagrass was, what was it, sort of luminous purple seaweed or something? Yeah. What was that?
I have no idea.
it just looked amazing.
It just seems really strange that something that's purple and blue and luminous sits in the middle of everything else that's grass green. It's the strangest looking thing. It's a type of seaweed I'm sure we can identify from one of the many books that are on it, but I couldn't tell you what it is. All I know is that it stands out. It looks fantastic.